Good afternoon, everyone.
大家午安。
It's good to be back after a long time. It's good to be here to worship with you.
很久没和大家见面，回到这里非常的高兴。
May God's peace be with all of us this afternoon.
愿神的平安今天下午与我们每个人同在。
I want to talk to you about storms today.
今天我要和大家分享风暴。
Two weeks ago, I'm from Linwood. There was a huge wind storm, and many people were without power.
我住在西雅图的北边 Linwood. 前些日子有风暴，很多家庭都没有失去了电。
All of us know the storm in Philippines.
我们也知道在菲律宾发生的风暴。
One of the most powerful storms ever recorded.
据说那是在历史上最大的一次风暴。
I don't know exactly what you're going through in your life.
我不知道大家现在生活中经历什么样的事情。
I am certain that you can relate to today's message.
但是我肯定今天的信息与各位一定息息相关。
Because all of us, we are familiar with storms.
因为我们每一个人都经历过风暴。
Financial storms.
金融风暴。
Physical storms,
身体疾病的风暴
relational storms,
和人与人之间关系的风暴
storms at work,
在工作场合的风暴
storms at school,
在学校里的风暴
storms at home,
在家里也有风暴
storms in the church,
在教会里也有风暴。
All of us, we are familiar with storms.
我们每一个人都很熟悉这些风暴。
What does God want to tell us when we face storms of life?
那么神今天要跟我们说，在我们面对这些风暴，我们该怎么样？
Let's look at today's passage, Mark chapter 4, verses 35 to 41.
我们今天来看马可福音四章三十五到四十一节。
It's a short passage, so we're going to just read through it once in English, and then we'll read in Chinese.
这个章节挺短，所以我们用英文先读一遍，然后我们一起再用中文读。
Okay, verse 35. That day, when evening came, he said to his disciples, "Let us go over to the other side." Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along just as he was in the boat.There were also other boats with him. A furious squall came up, and the waves broke over the boat, so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said to him, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, "Quiet, be still." Then the wind died down, and it was completely calm.He said to his disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" They were terrified and asked each other, "Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him."
马可福音四章三十五到四十一节，我们一起读。当那天晚上，耶稣对门徒说，我们渡到那边去吧。门徒离开众人，耶稣仍在船上。他们就把他一同带去，也有别的船和他同行。忽然起了暴风，波浪打入船内，甚至船要满了水。耶稣在船尾枕着枕头睡觉，门徒叫醒了他，说：夫子，我们丧命，你不顾吗？耶稣醒了，斥责风，向海说：住了吧，静了吧。风就止住，大大的平静了。耶稣对他们说，为什么胆怯？你们还没有信心吗？他们就大大的惧怕，彼此说，这到底是谁？连风和海也听从他了。
May God bless the reading of his word.
愿神祝福读他的话语。
What does God want us to know in the midst of our storms?
神今天要透过经文告诉我们什么呢？
The first observation from today's passage is this. Storms are part of the Christian life.
我们今天要分享的第一点就是风暴是基督徒生命中的一部分。
We see in today's passage, Jesus and his disciples, they were crossing the lake.
在今天经文中我们看到耶稣跟他的门徒要渡到湖的那一边。
And in the midst of that, a storm came up and they were about to drown.
突然起了大风，然后波浪起来，他们船都要淹了。
So they came to Jesus and they asked Jesus for help.
门徒就来找耶稣，寻求耶稣的帮助。
Now, commentaries tell us that due to the geological location of this lake, Lake Galilee, storms often occur.
有解经资料告诉我们，由于这个湖的地理位置，经常会有风暴。
And the disciples, they were fishermen, so they were very experienced with storms.
我们知道很多门徒都是都是渔夫，他们很清楚那边的情况。
They knew how to navigate themselves in the midst of storms. They could take care of themselves.
他们应该知道在风暴里如何驾船。
But this time, it got so bad to the point that these experienced fishermen, they thought they were going to die.
但是这次风暴非常的大，他们这些很有经验的渔夫都认为要不行了。
They didn't know what to do. They came to Jesus for help.
他们不知道该怎么做，他们就来找耶稣。
Now you know it's got to be bad when fishermen ask a carpenter for help, right?
你们知道情况一定很糟，因为当渔夫来找这个木匠帮忙的时候。
Okay, look at verse 35.
我们来看第三十五节。
That day when evening came, he said to his disciples, "Let us go over to the other side."
当那天晚上，耶稣对门徒说，我们渡到那边去吧。
Question.
这里的问题是。
Whose idea was it to go over to the other side?
坐船到湖的那一边是谁的主意？
It was Jesus himself.
是主耶稣的要求。
The disciples did exactly what Jesus told them to do, and they almost drowned.
门徒们完全按照主耶稣的要求去做了，结果发生了什么？他们遇到大风暴，几乎被淹死。
Wait a minute, that doesn't make sense.
这到底是什么样的问题呢？
I thought if I believe in Jesus, I thought if I obey Jesus, then life would be smooth.
我以为我只要接受主耶稣，我只要遵循他的旨意，那生活一切都应该很平滑。
I thought if I walk in his will, then nothing bad would happen.
我认为只要在他的旨意中，那一切都应该是好的。
Today God wants us to realize one truth.
今天神要我们学习一个真理。
Storms are part of the Christian life.
就是风暴是基督徒生命的一部分。
In fact, if you try to follow Jesus, you will encounter storms.
事实上，只要你跟随主耶稣，你生命中就会经历风暴。
And we see this in other disciples, the stories in the Gospels.
我们在福音书中也看到其他的一些这样类似的故事。
Let's look at this passage, Matthew 14:22.
马太福音十四章二十二节。
It says at the beginning here, it says immediately after this, Jesus insisted.That the disciples get into the boat to cross to the other side of the lake. But while they were there in the lake, there was another storm that came upon them.
这里讲到耶稣催门徒上船渡到那边去，但是船在海中的时候，因风不顺被浪摇晃。
See, I'm trying to think of examples in the Bible where God's people suffered hardship.Because they try to follow God, try to please God.
所以我在圣经里还想找这样的例子，也就是说，神的子民因为他们按照神的旨意去做该做的事情，却遇到很多困难和苦难。
So let me just name some examples, and I want to see if you can recognize these people.
我就来举些例子，看你们知道不知道这人的名字。
Okay, listen. This person was imprisoned because.He would not sin against God by giving into the constant temptation of his boss's wife.
这圣经里有一位啊，他的老板的太太再三的诱惑他，但他拒绝与他同床，不愿意向神犯罪。 这是谁？
Who's this? Joseph.
是约瑟。
Right. How about this one? This person got in trouble with the laws of the land simply because he got down on his knees to pray three times a day, giving thanks to God as he has always done.
还有一位触犯了当时的法律，因为他跪下一天祷告三次，感谢神，就跟他平时做的一样。
And he was thrown into the lion's den because
他被当局扔进了狮子笼子里。
Who's Daniel, right?
是但以理。
This person was imprisoned because he spoke up against the king, because the king was having an affair with the king's brother's wife.
还有一位指责当时的皇上，因为那个皇上与他的兄弟的太太发生关系。
You said that there's too many of them. No, just joking. Eventually, this person, because he spoke up against the king, he was beheaded.
因为他指责这个皇上，他最后结果是被砍头。
John the Baptist.
是施洗约翰。
Okay, how about this person? He was filled with the Spirit, and he spoke against the religious leaders of the day, saying that they had betrayed and murdered the Messiah, Jesus Christ.
还有一位是被圣灵充满，指责当时的宗教领袖，说他们背叛和谋杀了主耶稣。
And as a result, they dragged him out of the city and they stoned him to death.
结果是这些宗教领袖把他拉到城外，用石头打死。
Who is Stephen?
是斯蒂凡。
Good. See, we could just go on and on, right? You see all these people trying to please God, trying to follow Jesus Christ, trying to follow God, and they suffer tremendous hardship.
所以我们在圣经里看到很多这样的例子，也就是说，当人在跟随主的时候，他们遇到很多很多的困难和苦难。
No wonder there are so many verses in the Bible that warned the followers of Christ, Christians to be careful to as they would enter into a lot of trials.
所以为什么在圣经里我们有看到有很多警告，就是对基督徒的警告，警告他们面前会有苦难。
Look at these verses very quickly, John chapter 16:33.
我们再看一下约翰福音十六章。
It says, you will have trouble. In this world, you will have trouble, but I have overcome the world.
这里约翰福音十六章三十三节里说，在世上你们有苦难，但你们可以放心，我已经胜了世界。
First Peter 4:12, do not be surprised at the painful trial that you're suffering, as though something strange were happening to you.
在彼得前书四章十二节里说，亲爱的弟兄啊，有火炼的试验临到你们，不要以为奇怪。似乎是遭遇非常的事。
First John 3:13, do not be surprised, my brothers, if the world hates you.
在约翰一书三章十三节里说，弟兄们，世人若恨你们，不要以为稀奇。
John chapter 15:17-19, if the world hates you, keep in mind that it hated me first.
在约翰福音十五章十七到十九节里说，世人若恨你们，你们知道，恨你们以先已经恨我了。
Storms are part of the Christian life.
所以风暴是基督徒生命的一部分。
Today, just because you are suffering right now, today you're in the midst of storm.
今天你们如果在一个风暴当中，
doesn't mean that God doesn't love you anymore.
不意味着神不爱你了。
Doesn't mean that you are outside of God's will.
不意味着你不遵循神的旨意。
It doesn't mean that you've done something wrong and that God is punishing you.
也不是说你做了什么不好的事情，神在惩罚你。
It could very well be that you are in the center of God's will.
其实很可能你正在神的旨意当中。
And because of that, God wants you to be encouraged.
所以你应该被受到鼓励。
Because there is no better place to be than to be in the center of God's will.
因为没有比在神的旨意中更好的地方。
So storms are part of the Christian life.
所以风暴是基督徒生命中生命历程中的一部分。
Which brings us to our second point. The storms may be powerful, but Jesus is greater than the storms.
所以我们今天要分享的第二点是，风暴也许很强大，但是耶稣更大。
How do we see that? Where do we find that? Verse 38. Let's look at that. It gives us a clue here. What was Jesus doing in the midst of a life-threatening storm?
在第三十八节里，我们看到在致命的风暴里，在这个生死关头，耶稣在做什么？
He was sleeping in the storm.
他在风暴当中，他在睡觉。
Now, commentaries tells us it's very interesting that in the Bible, in the entire Bible, there's only one place where it recorded that Jesus was sleeping.
解经资料告诉我们说，在整个圣经书里，只有一次记载耶稣在睡觉。
And ironically, Jesus was sleeping right here in the midst of a terrible life-threatening storm.
所以很有意思的是，耶稣是在风暴里边睡觉。
By the way, sleeping at the wrong time is bad.
我们知道在不该睡觉的时候睡是不好的。
Amen. Would you agree with me? Sleeping at the wrong time is bad.
在不该睡觉的时候睡觉不好。
Sleeping at work.
在上班的时候睡觉。
Can get you fired.
可能被解雇。
Sleeping while driving is very dangerous.
在开车的时候打瞌睡是非常危险。
Sleeping at church. No, let's not go there. It's too convicting. Okay.
在教会里睡觉。
Some of you heard of the story of a family that arrived late at church. And as they entered the church sanctuary, the service was in progress.
有一个故事讲到一个家，全家来到教会，他们进教会这个大堂的时候，已经开始敬拜赞美。
And the dad warned the kids, be quiet, don't make a sound.
这个爸爸就对孩子们说，小声点，安静。
The kids like, why? What's the big deal?
孩子们说，这弄点声音有啥？哎，没有什么事情啊。
And dad said, because people are sleeping.
因为人都在睡觉。
Okay, sleeping at the wrong time is bad.
所以在不该睡觉的时候睡觉是不好的。
But would you agree with me that sleeping at the right time is good, very good, amen?
但大家同意不同意？在该睡觉的时候睡觉是好的。
Oh, it's a blessing to just be able to sleep.
就是我们能睡得好的话，真是一种祝福。
Ask any person who has been through a lot of physical issues. Ask that person about what is the greatest blessing in life.
问一下那些生过大病的人，问他们人生的最大的祝福是什么。
They would tell you, and I'm sure they would tell you this. I've heard this many times.
他们会这样告诉你。
Three things.
三件事。
Three blessings in life.
三个大的祝福。
To be able to sleep.
能睡得好。
To be able to eat.
吃得好。
To be able to go to the bathroom.
能。
Right?
能吃能睡能吃能拉。
Thanksgiving is coming up. We have at least three things to be thankful for. Okay.
所以圣诞节的时候，感恩节，我们有三件事情，最少有三件事情可以感恩。
So sleeping, back to sleeping, there's an element of peace when you are able to sleep.
所以讲到睡觉，这里边其实有一种平安。
Why was Jesus sleeping in the storm?
那么问题是为什么耶稣在风暴的在风暴里边能睡觉？
Again, some people have suggested that because this happened at night, at the end of a long day.
有人说是因为这是在一天快要结束的时候。
And Jesus, he had been busy all day teaching, preaching, healing, shepherding people. He was so tired.
因为耶稣整天在服侍许多人，给他们治病、讲道，服侍他们，所以在一天结束的时候很累。
That's why he was sleeping in the storm.
所以他在风暴当中他也能睡。
Now, that may be partially true.
我想这里是有些正确的观点。
But sleeping, I mean, so tired and exhausted to the point that He was sleeping in the midst of a life-threatening storm where the water is coming into the boat and everybody was drowning.
但是累到这个程度，能在这个大浪冲击船，水进到船里，船要沉的这时候还能睡觉？
I don't think so.
我不认为是这样。
Question again, why was Jesus sleeping?
所以问题是，为什么耶稣在风暴里能睡觉？
Could it be that Jesus was sleeping because he was in control?
会不会是耶稣能在风暴中睡觉，因为一切都在他的掌控之中。
He knew what was going to happen.
他知道那要发生的事。
He knew how it was going to end.
他知道风暴是会结束的。
He knew that everything was going according to his will.
他知道一切都是按照他的旨意在运行。
See, storms may be raging, storms may be powerful, but our Lord Jesus, He is greater than the storms.
所以风暴也许很强大，但是耶稣大过风暴。
Look at Jesus' power and authority. Verse 39, it says, He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, Quiet, be still.
我们来看耶稣的大能和权柄在39节。耶稣醒了，斥责风，向海说，住了吧，静了吧。风就止住，大大的平静了。
And the literal translation there is "be quiet and stay quiet."
字面直接的翻译是说，让那个风浪要安静，而且要一直要安静。
He says, "Quiet, stop it."
他说，别出声，安静，别动。
By the way, that's what you say to little kids.
你好像我们有时对小孩子这样说。
Sit down and stay there.
我们跟孩子们说，坐下，别动。
And the waves and the wind, they listen to Jesus.
风和浪，他们听从耶稣的命令。
By the way, this is not the only incident in the Bible where Jesus displayed his authority over water.
我想告诉大家，圣经里记载，主耶稣对水有权柄，不止这一次。
In John chapter 2, Jesus turned water into wine.
在约翰福音第二章里边，讲到耶稣把水变成酒。
In Matthew chapter 14, Jesus walked on water.
在马太福音十四章里，耶稣在水面行走。
Jesus had power, had authority.Over water.
所以主耶稣对水是有完全的权柄。
Not only that, he was a powerful God, and we can see snapshots of this in the Gospels.
我们在福音里边也看到更多这样的例子。
In Mark chapter 1, Jesus drove out the demon possessed man, the demons by saying, "Get out."
在马可福音第一章里边。耶稣对乌鬼说出去，那个被鬼附着的人那个乌鬼就出去了。
On the same day, he cleansed a leper by simply saying, "Be cleansed."
同一天，耶稣对一个长麻风病的人说，你洁净，洁净了，那个人就被洁净。
In Mark chapter 2, Jesus healed a paralyzed man by simply saying, "Get up."
在马可福音第二章里边。耶稣对一个全身瘫痪的人说起来，他就起来了。
Here in Mark chapter 4, Jesus calmed the stormy sea by saying, "Be quiet."
在这里马可福音第四章里边，耶稣平息风暴，对风暴说安静。
See, we get a glimpse of Jesus' power.
我们这里就看到耶稣的大能。
Remember, no matter what storm you're facing in your life right now.
所以现在你们不管遇到什么样的风暴，
Jesus is greater.He is more powerful.
我们要记住，耶稣更有能力。
So knowing that, what should our response be?
那么我们知道这些的话，我们应该如何回应？
Number three, focus on Jesus and not the storm.
我们今天要分享的第三点就是，我们要聚焦耶稣，而不是风暴。
See, when we focus on the storms, we can't help but panic. We lose hope.We get worried.
当我们把注意力放在风暴上的时候，我们会无助，我们会着急， 我们会失去希望。
And when we worry, boy, worry takes a lot of energy out of us.
我们知道，焦虑会非常的耗我们的能量。
It consumes us, it eats us up, it takes over our entire life when we worry.
它会消耗我们，它会摧毁我们，会控制我们的生命。
And we see that today in disciples, they were filled with fear.
所以我们今天在门徒身上看到他们充满了恐惧。
But I want you to see what happened in verse 41.
我们再来看41节。
It says they were terrified.
那里说到门徒们大大的惧怕。
That's an interesting sentence there.
这一段是很有意思。
This is after the storm. Jesus calmed the storm.
这是在耶稣平息风暴以后。
Now, that's interesting. When the waves were pounding and the water was coming into the boat, they were afraid.
当大浪在冲击船，水进到船里的时候，这些门徒们害怕了。
But after Jesus calmed the storm, they were even more afraid.
但是当耶稣平息了风暴，这些门徒们更加的害怕。
Isn't that interesting?
这是不是很有意思？
Why? Because the only thing that is more terrifying than water in the boat is the Almighty God in the boat.
是不是比水进到船里更可怕的是全能的神就在船上？
And when the Almighty God is in your boat, you have no choice but to entrust your entire life to Him.
当全能的神在我们船上的时候，我们别无选择，只能全身心的来信靠他。
And the point is this, let's not waste time and energy on the storms. Let's spend time and energy focusing on the most powerful one, our Lord Jesus Christ. Focus on Jesus.
所以我们不要浪费时间和精力来担忧风暴，而是我们要把注意力放在我们的全能的神身上，因为他掌控一切。
Think of the words that Jesus said to his disciples. Verse 40, Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?
在四十节里，耶稣对这些门徒说，你们为什么胆怯？你们还没有信心吗？
Faith in who?
什么样的信心？
Faith in Jesus.
就是信靠主耶稣的信心。
The one who is greater than the storms.
信靠那个大过风暴的耶稣。
I think of Peter, same thing. It was during the storm. Peter saw Jesus walking on water, and Peter got out of the boat and started walking on water.
我也想到彼得一个很类似的故事，就是在风暴中，彼得看见耶稣走过来，从水面上走过来。
But the Bible tells us that it was when Peter started noticing the waves and the wind, and he took his eyes off Jesus, he began to sink.
然后彼得就跳下船，从水面向耶稣走过去。圣经里记载，当他的眼开始从耶稣身上转到风暴，看到那些大浪的时候，他就开始下沉。
My friends, remember, storms may be powerful. Our God is greater, and we need to focus on Him.
所以朋友们，记住，在风暴中，不要让那些大浪把你的注意力从耶稣身上挪开。
Think about this. Storms come and go.
我们知道风暴来了也会去。
In our life, life is filled with storms, big storms, little storms.
我们生活当中会充满各种各样的风暴，有小的，有大的。
Will we focus our time and energy on the storms of life and constantly be thinking, I wish the storms can be over with so that life can begin.
我们很多时候我们的注意力都集中在风暴身上，在想真希望风暴能够过去，我的生活，我的生命能够回到原来的样子。
And what do you know? After one passes, another one comes.
我们知道一个过去了，又有一个来了。
And you feel your life is filled with anxiety and fear.
我们的生命当中就充满了焦虑。
Or would you focus on Jesus Christ, in the midst of storms and receive his peace.
或者我们能不能在风暴当中能够聚焦主耶稣来来得到他的平安。
We can end the message right here today.
我们今天其实可以信息就在这里结束。
But I have one more encouragement for you.
但是我对大家还有一个勉励。
Again, especially to those of us who are going through storms right now.
特别是对于那些现在生命中正在经历风暴的人。
Sometimes when in the midst of a storm, you don't see Jesus. He is sleeping. He seems like he doesn't care. And he's so far away. What comfort can we receive from the Lord?
在我们经历风暴的时候，我们有时候好像觉得主耶稣是在睡觉，好像不理我们。那么我们怎样在风暴中能够得到这个平安？
Number four, realize that Jesus has already calmed the storm.
今天我们要分享第四点，就是要知道耶稣已经平息了风暴。
See, the Apostle Mark, when he wrote this account, he deliberately laid it out using languages that were parallel to another famous story about the storm in the Old Testament.
使徒马可在记载这个故事的时候啊，他有意用了和旧约一个非常著名故事同样的方式跟语言。
And when he was writing this story, he was thinking about another storm. And he was trying to tell us a message within this message.
他写的时候一定在想到了另一个风暴，所以他是试图想给一个信息，也就是一个信息中的信息。
So it's the story of Jonah, right? Jonah in the storm?
是约纳的故事，约纳遇到风暴。
So I want us to do a little comparison here, comparing Jonah and Jesus.
我们今天就来做一个比较，比较约纳和耶稣。
And I'm sure you will see a lot of similarities here in both stories.
我们可以看到这两个故事有很多相似的地方。
Okay.The first thing is this, very obvious. Jonah, both Jonah and Jesus, they are out on the sea in a boat.
第一点是约纳和耶稣都在海上，都在船里。
The second thing, similarity, both Jonah and Jesus encounter a life-threatening storm.
第二点是约纳和耶稣都遇到了致命的风暴。
And again, the way the storms were described, it were almost the same thing.
描写风暴的用词几乎都一样。
Number three, both Jonah and Jesus were asleep during the storm.
第三点是约纳和耶稣在风暴里都在睡觉。
Number four, the sailors tried to wake them up, right? The fishermen, the sailors tried to wake them up.
第三点，水手们都是想把他们叫醒。
And both of them, in both accounts, use the same, same root word, the word perish. If you don't save us, if you don't get up, we're going to perish.
在这两个故事里，水手们用的词都是一样的，就是说我们要灭亡了，你要不帮我们忙。
Number five, there's a miraculous intervention by God to calm the storm, the sea.
第五点就是两个故事里都神都奇妙的干预平息了。
Number six, in both accounts, both the sailors were even more scared, even more terrified after the storm.
第六点就是两个故事都记载水手在风暴平息以后更加的害怕了。
And then there's number seven.
那么还有第七点。
That's the difference, isn't it?
这是有一个不同点好像。
Jonah said,Pick me up, toss me, throw me into the sea, for if I perish, you will survive. If I die, you will live.
约纳说，把我抬起来抛在海里，只要我死了，你们就可以存活。
That's the only difference, right?
好像这一点是不一样的。
Or maybe not.
也许不是这样。
Mark is trying to tell us same thing.
其实马可在告诉我们，这两个故事的描写在这里这一点上都是一致的。
Look at what Jesus himself have to say about this. Matthew chapter 12, verse 40. For as Jonah was 3 days, 3 nights in the belly of a fish, so the Son of Man will be 3 days, 3 nights in the heart of the earth.
我们来看耶稣自己说的话，他把自己和约纳相比，是在马太福音十二章四十节。耶稣说，约纳三日三夜在大鱼肚腹中，人子也要这样，三日三夜在地里头。
See, Jesus was talking about his suffering, his death, and his resurrection.
主耶稣是在说他的受难、他的死和他的复活。
See, just like Jonah, Jesus allowed himself to be thrown into the sea, into the storm, a storm like nothing, no other storm.
就像约纳，耶稣让自己被扔到一个风暴里，而且这个风暴与别的风暴完全不同，是超过所有的风暴。
This is a storm of God's holy wrath on man's sinfulness.
这个风暴是神因着我们的罪发出的圣怒。
It's a storm that all of us, we deserve to die in.
这是一个让我们死亡的风暴。
But thank God, Jesus took on that storm.
但是感谢神，神啊，耶稣来帮助我们面对这个风暴。
For on the cross, Jesus died and he encountered the deadliest, the darkest storm in human history.
在十字架上，主耶稣遭遇了人类历史上最大的和最黑暗的风暴。
And by his death, by his sacrifice, through his love, our lives are spared.
因着他的死和他的牺牲，我们就得以存活。
And because Jesus had already gone out of his way to prove his love for us by calming that storm, we can count on the fact that Jesus will be with us in the storms of our life.
因为耶稣已经将他的大爱彰显给我们，平息了那个风暴，那么我们就应该坚信，在我们现在生活中的风暴里，耶稣不会抛弃我们。
Our response is to focus on him. Our response is to trust him.
我们的回应应该是聚焦主耶稣，信靠他。
And we can know and be still, like the Bible says, be still and know that even in the midst of storm, he is God.
圣经上说，这样的话，我们的心灵，我们在风暴中，我们的心灵就有平安，因为我们知道他是神。
Let me close with John Newton's words entitled, I will trust and be not afraid.
我最后以约翰牛顿写的一首诗来结束今天的信息。
He said, Be gone unbelief, my Savior is near, and for my relief will surely appear.
这首诗的名字是我要信靠就不惧怕，除去我的不信，我的救主就要来临。我的拯救和释放就要出现。
By prayer, let me wrestle, and he will perform. With Christ in the vessel, I smile at the storm.
因着祷告，恒切求神，神就应允。因有基督在船上，我笑对风暴。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you so much for You are so powerful and you are greater than the storms in our lives.
亲爱的神，亲爱的父神，我们感谢你。我们感谢你，主耶稣是这样的有大能和有权柄，他大过所有的风暴。
Lord Jesus, we want to admit that we often focus on the storms instead of focusing on you.
主耶稣，我们承认很多时候我们经常的把注意力转到风暴上。
But today,We want to say to you, Lord, help us to focus on you and not on the waves, not on the wind.
但今天我要对您说，我们要不再把注意力放在风暴上，而是要把注意力放在你身上。
Because we believe that you are so much greater and that you are in control.
因为我们知道你是大过所有一切，你是掌控一切。
And we want to focus our eyes on you and you alone.
我们 要把我们的聚焦点放在你的身上。
Lord Jesus, may you be the Lord of our boat.
主耶稣，愿你成为我们生命的船的主。
Because you, the Almighty God, is in our boat, we have nothing to be afraid of.
因为你全能的神在我们的船上，我们没有什么可惧怕的。
May all of us be able to say and experience the peace that comes only from you.
让我们每一个人都能经历到从你来的平安。
Help us to be able to be still and know that you are God in the midst of our storms.
让我们每个人都知道，因为在风暴中你是我们的神，我们心得平安。
And Jesus, we want to thank you most of all because you have calmed that ultimate storm.
主耶稣，我们感谢你，你平息了那最大的风暴。
And we know that no matter what happens, we will be okay.
因为我们知道，不论发生什么样的事，我们在你怀中都有平安。
Thank you, Jesus. We praise you, the Lord of the storm.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们感谢你，你是那一切风暴的主。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.